This is the kitzer of the second sicha of Parshas Shmini and Chelich of Beis on page 47. This sicha is also a siyum on Seder Taris and on the entire Shisha Sidra Mishnah. In the last two Mishnahs of Masechta Uktzin, so first the Mishnah says the halacha regarding chalos dvash. When you take out the honey from the honeycombs, at what point is it a liquid that becomes tame like a liquid? Bishamay say from when you have the idea to take it out, only when you break it open and actually take out the honey. Then the next Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also the Kadosh Baruch Hu lahanchir l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shloish meis v'asara ilamis, Hashem will give and inherit to each tzadik 310 worlds. Shenemar lahanchir oye v'yesh v'yitziseim amalei. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta le'motzar Kadosh Baruch Hu keli machzik brocha li'Yisrael elo ha'sholim. So the question that we need to understand here is, what's the connection of the Mishnah that discusses the halacha of the mashkin, the chalas dvash, and the last Mishnah, which begins and talks about osa lekadosh baruch hu lahanchil? The Rambam and other mafarshim say that there's no real direct connection between these two Mishnahs, but now that we finish Shisha Sidra Mishnah, and finish learning and fulfilling everything that it says in the Mishnahs, so the Mishnah brings you the matan schar, the gemul that there is for learning and fulfilling all these Mishnayos. However, there's definitely room to say that there's a connection between this last Mishnah about chalas dvash and the Mishnah of osad l'kadosh baruch hu lahanchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. In order to explain this, the question here is, how could the Rambam say that at the end of all the Mishnayos, the Tana is bringing the schar for fulfilling, learning and fulfilling all the Mishnayos, when this is a person that's on a level, that he comes to a shleimus of limud ha-teira, on a level of a tzaddik, definitely he fulfills what it says in the Mishnah, that you shouldn't be mishamish ha-sarav al-manas l'kabel pras, shaloy al-manas l'kabel pras, he's serving Hashem l'shma. Furthermore, here, the Mishnah itself quotes the pasuk that says, l'hanchil oyaveh yesh, which means one that serves Hashem out of pure love, serving Hashem l'shma, as the Rambam describes this, oysa emes mipnei shehu emes. So why is the Mishnah here concluding and closing with this Mishnah that discusses the schar? So we must say that when the Mishnah says l'hanchil oyaveh yesh, and it's the shai olamis, it's not the typical idea of schar. Rather, this refers to the highest ultimate level in aveda that a person comes to, that's expressed in this inyan of shai or the yesh and the shai olamis. So the point and the outline of the explanation here is that the Mishnah, which discusses the honey and the honeycombs, which is produced by the hard work of the bees, is discussing a certain subject that's related to the ultimate level in Avedis Hashem. As Chazal tell us regarding the way the bees work, as will be explained soon. And then the machlekes of Beshameh and Besilol, whether it becomes a liquid when you think that it you want to take out the honey, or becomes a liquid after you actually break it and take it out, is based on an explanation in the two approaches of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in general, where Beis Shammai says we establish the status of something by what it is in its potential state, and Beis Hillel says that no, it's not enough that you had the idea to take out the liquids, but only when you actually take it out b'poil, in the actual state, that's when it becomes a mashke. Now, so this discussion, whether you follow the b'koyach or you follow the b'poil, is relevant regarding the Aveda of a Yid, and there's a big relevance to this also regarding the Shleimus, the ultimate Aveda of a Yid, which is expressed in the Mishnah of Asa LeKadosh Baruch Hu LaHanchil. So to understand this, there's a diakir in the language of the Mishnah where it says, Asa LeKadosh Baruch Hu LaHanchil Shai Elimus, that this is going to be as an inheritance. The question is, why does it use the term inheritance? We're talking over here about Tzchar, for the work that Yidin do. This is not something which is like an inheritance, which is just by birth. The Gemara in Sanhedrin actually brings the same statement by an Amora and uses the term litein, not inheritance. Elamai, the point of it here is that at the conclusion of all the Mishnayos, it's Dafka, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is using this expression of inheritance. Because the idea of a Yerusha is, as the Rogachover explains, it's not two entities where there's possessions or assets that are going from one to another. Rather, the idea of Yerusha is that the Yerush is Oymed b'makim ha-Mayrish, that if the son is Etzem Ha'av, he's in his place, he's one with the father, and therefore he takes possession of what belongs to his father. The same is applied also to Yidden. The ultimate level of Avedis Hashem is when a Yid, through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, comes to the point where he reveals the Yisrael, Vayiraisev, Kutshibricho, Kulachad, where Yid is completely one with Hashem. And here, this is what the Mishnah is speaking about when it says, Lahanchil, Oyeve Yesh, as the Rambam says, the Yesh refers to the Yesh Hamuchlet, the Eibishter, the absolute existence, or the Metzias Atzmidis, the consistent or constant existence. And that's the Lahanchil Oyeve Yesh. We're not speaking over here about a Yid, which is a makabel, which is a recipient from the Eivishter that gives two entities. Rather, we're speaking about the fact that Yidin are bonim, are children of Hashem, and are a Yidish that inherit and become completely one with the Eivishter himself, Yesh HaMuchlet, when a Yid learns Torah on the level that he's Isi Atem Leichim. And when the Mishnah over here interprets this, Rabbi Shur ben Levi says, this is speaking about the Shai Eilemis, which is the Einig that Tzadikim get in Eilem Haba, as the Rambam explains. We're not talking about the nachas ruach that a person gets as a nivra from serving Hashem. We're talking about the pleasure that Hashem has in the Aveda that the Yid, being one with Hashem, experiences. And this is a tiny that's built bligvul, and as the Rambam says, when the Mishnah says 310, it's just a certain commentary on about how great this is, but it's really the bligvul of the Eibishter's tiny. That's the kind of Nachla inheritance that the Mishnah is talking about over here, which is really the essence of the mitzvah, which is open and shining in a Yid that's one with Hashem. This is not the typical kind of schar, which is for a nivra, as the created being. And therefore the Mishnah here says, this is for Oyevei, as mentioned before. And Rambam says, Oyevei is for one that is serving Hashem completely lishma, not looking for any gain, for any schar, for any personal growth in any way, but is just completely doing it for the Eibishter's sake, like an Eved, which is completely bottle and one with his master. This is where the Mishnah here talks about this inyan regarding the chalas dvash, the bees that produce the honey, the worker bees. So it says in the Medrash that the dvayde ma dvayra zayis kol mashi misageles labala. Everything it does, it's just for the one that it's serving. It does it for the queen bee. It doesn't do anything for itself. So too, kol mashi yisrael misagle mitzvos amaisim tovim misaglem lavim shebashamayim. It's all for the sake of Hashem. That's the main inyan of a yid's aveda here in this world. Ani nevresi l'shamish eskaini. However, when a Yid serves Hashem here in this world, as the Alter Rebbe says in Lukut HaTeira, even though the main point here is to do it for Hashem's sake, but nevertheless, the Neshama also experiences an Aliyah Nefla Mo'id. And here is the weird machlokes of Beshameh and Besilol that argue with the two general approaches of Bekoyach and Bepoel comes in. According to Beshameh's approach, that we establish something by what it is in its potential, since the Neshama, in its potential state, the power it has, is unlimited, and it doesn't need to actually come here into this world to express its power in its, and overcoming challenges and serving Hashem in this world. And klapishmaya galia, that the neshama will succeed. Layidach mimenu nidach. Every Jew succeeds as in aveda in this world. Therefore, according to Beshamai, the aveda of a yid in this world is not at all focused on him gaining anything, because bekayach, it's all there already, and that is what establishes what's important to us. So therefore, the only reason the neshama is here in this world is simply for the taiva of the Eibishter, Nesava Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lias Loi, Yisbarach Dere B'Tachtainim, and that demands Dafka to be here in the place of the Tachtain, to elevate the Tachtain itself. On the other hand, though, according to Beis Hillel, that says that we look at the B'Payil, and therefore, in order for the neshama to actually gain this Aliyah Neflah Mo'id, it's not enough that the neshama has that power in the potential form, but it needs to actually be bepoiled here in this world, and that's when the neshama gains this tremendous Aliyah. So even though the main focus of the neshama here in this world is for the Dere B'Tachtainim, however, there is also a chiddush and a gain that the neshama has itself by the Aliyah that it experiences in Aveda here in this world. This is the explanation of the machlokes of Beshameh and Besilol, where Beshameh says, Noyach leila adam shalei nivra, yaisa mishin nivra. And Besilol says, Noyach leila adam shalei nivra, yaisa mishalei nivra. According to Beshameh, what he's saying in the words of Noyach leila adam shalei nivra, yaisa mishin nivra, is that loy, for the person, as far as him being a nivra, him gaining something, the neshama descending here in this world doesn't gain anything. Because we look at the way the neshama is b'kayach, and there the neshama is already completely b'shleimus. And therefore, the only reason the neshama here is in this world is just for Hashem's sake. L'chvayde yisbarach. On the other hand, though, according to Beis Hillel, noyach le'ladim shenivra, there is a certain noyach, there is something that a person, the neshama, gains here in this world, even though it suffers and works hard in this world. But the pleasure, the einig that the neshama comes to here in this world, loy, the neshama gains, the tainig, the aliyah, gedoyle, v'nefla, le'en keitz, is something that the neshama could only get by bepayel, according to Beis Hillel's opinion, being here in this world. But then the Gemara though concludes that according to both Bishamay and Basil's opinion, that ultimately the attitude and the focus of a person has to be only on what the Eibishter wants from him. Shalel manas lekabel pras at all, not even thinking about this aliyah gedolah v'neflah that the neshama experiences, but just l'shamish is kaini. And this is also here the way we understand the Mishnah, where the Mishnah begins with the inyan of chalez devash, discussing the two opinions of Bishamay and Basil, whether you follow the Bekoyach or Bepoyel, relating to the various attitudes and approaches and how a person views the gain of his own neshama here in this world. But then the Mishnah continues, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Osa Lechadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchol Oyevei Yesh, saying that according to all opinions, the main matara and tachlis of the aveda of the neshama here in this world is for the Eibishter's sake, like the bees that produce the honey, just for the sake of Hashem. To be one with the Yesh HaMuchlet in a Eifen of Nachla, where you're not a Metzias at all, you're just one with Hashem. That's according to everybody. But then though, Rabbi Shua ben Levi does conclude and bring the end of the Pasuk where it says, Oisreseyem Amale, that the Eibishter does give Schar for the Yid as a Nivra as well, as Chazal tell us, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Berye, but that's a secondary and side thing. That's not the main thing. The main statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi is Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Oyev Yesh, the Shleimus that we come to Lasset Love when we become completely one with Hashem, the Yesh HaMiti, the Yesh HaMuchlat. Another point that can be said over here is Rabbi Shua ben Levi only focuses on the inyan of Lahanchel Oyev Yesh because according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, Lo Asad Lavoi, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai, as it says in Sfarim. And according to Beis Shammai, when Mashiach comes and the Metzias of the person will not be sensed at all, the Nigla Kvayda Vayv at all, Kobasar, and therefore a person will not feel himself at all. So there we will see, like what Beis Shammai says, that the entire Aveda of a person is just to become one with Hashem, which is the Lahanchel Oyeve Yesh. And that's the main point that Rabbi Shua ben Levi in his statement focuses on. But then though, in the pasuk that he quotes, he also brings the conclusion of Vaitzeseya Mamale, since this statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi is being learnt and said even today, Bizman Hazeh, so therefore he quotes also the end of the pasuk that talks about the fact that the Eibishter gives the tzaddikim today, the Eitzris fills their Eitzris with the schar for their aveda that they did in this world.